This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. So we continue looking to hook up with Scott Hastings, again, former NBA player, analyst for the Denver Nuggets on the Nuggets Altitude Television. Well, joining us here on a Progressive guest line. Progressive drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Again, Scott Hastings joins us, played in the league and also has been a longtime analyst of the Denver Nuggets, who are making their first finals appearance in franchise history in the NBA as they are playing Miami on Thursday in Game 1. How are you, Scott?
Doing good. How about that game last night?
No kidding. First of all, as a former player, how much do you see a game like that as one team losing it and the other team winning it? Where do you put your scale?
That's a good question, because if you go back to the beginning of the game, they both were in the exact same mindset. No matter what anybody says, it was like, 22-15 after the first quarter. Miami kind of picked it up the last 3 minutes, because it was like a 9-6 games with 7 minutes having gone by. And I think the moment was too big. And that's the interesting take, because I've seen it so much as a player, 11 years in broadcasting, 29. So 40 years I've been in the NBA, I've seen it all the time. And for this series, it's going to start Thursday. Everybody talks about talents, and everybody talks about, the stars, the Jimmy Butlers, the Nikola Jokic, and so on and so forth. But it's the mindset, that usually wins this game.
What have the Nuggets been doing for the 9-10 days that they've had off between last Monday night and now? How has Mike Malone said, I want to give you time, but we got to continue to prep for whoever we play?
Well, I know for me, I've mowed my dang yard twice, which stinks. I hate mowing the yard. That's a good question. And for a little historical context, the only time that the Colorado Rockies actually made it to the World Series, it was very similar situation in the sense that they just swept through and just cleaned house in the National League, and then had to wait for Boston and New York to go that epic 7 games. They end up waiting 9 days before they traveled to Boston. So and then got swept by Boston. So I'll bet you Malone has talked to a lot of people what to do. I think. They game off the day after our sweep. I think they did treatment the next day. Knowing him, they probably had, after that 7 days, they probably have had like 2 or 3 days that were kind of training camp-ish, in the sense a lot of conditioning and getting the body going and everything else. And then they probably now, starting today, since today's the first day, they know who it's going to be. It'll be full tilt what Miami does and their strengths, and they know they're going to play a really, really good Miami team and a well-coached Miami team.
As somebody who has seen this team day in and day out, seen the development of this team day in and day out over the years, are you impressed with how Denver has gotten to the finals? I've been saying this like a broken record. I feel like they haven't played a bad game in the entire playoffs. They've only lost 3 times, and those 3 times were an overtime and sensational shooting by Phoenix.
Yeah, they're kind of an extension of Coach Malone, in the sense that they're pretty self-driven, focus-oriented type of team. And listen, they've had some success about. 5 or 6 years ago when they finally broke into the playoffs. In fact, even before that, they lose in game 82 to Minnesota in overtime. The winner of that game got to go to the postseason. Denver lost in overtime at Minnesota. And since then, it has been a kind of focused-driven team. The next year, they host San Antonio, beat them in 7, then lose to Portland in the second round in 7. And then all the misses in between, Murray missing 2 playoffs, Porter missing the playoffs, the COVID bubble where they got to the, you know, to the finals of the West after coming back 3-1 to Utah and the Clippers. They're just a unique team, to be honest with you. They've got a star that is probably the most team-oriented superstar that the NBA has seen probably since Magic and Bird.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they can get theirs, but they don't mind if they don't, if the team wins. And we lost that, you know, in the last decade plus. We have lost that as more of this, you know, the AAU mentality is coming to the league, and it's, you know, look at me, what can I do? Let's get mine. And that'll be a curse for this league for a while going forward. It'll be, you know, patches of team. Listen, Jimmy Butler, who I've loved, you know, ever since his days in Chicago, is a focus-driven guy. And he don't care if he gets all the accolades if they win. And so there's very similar with the leadership up top on those two guys.
What is it about Miami that would be concerning to Denver? I mean, they're riding this ride, but in the details, what is it about Miami that might have problems for the Nuggets?
Well, you got to start with Spoelstra first. I think he's almost earned the best active coach in the league, to be honest with you. And this is, and I'll be real honest with you, this is for me. Who, by the way, you know, I got Miami blood because I was on the original expansion team, so I call myself an OG in Miami.
Yeah, sure.
When Spoelstra got the job, I'm like, really? I mean, you know, all these guys out there trying to, you know, bust their hump, play in the league, da 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 da, and you get your film guy. And so I wasn't a big fan of the hire, whatever it was, 18 years ago. But dude, I've seen this guy work. He's to me, every time I've talked to him, he's a kind, sincere guy. I think he's as hardworking, and you're not going to stick around, just like Michael Malone. You're not going to stick around in the city as long as both those guys have, if you're not working, if you don't have a work ethic. And for all your listeners out there who don't know what that is, look it up. They've got a work ethic. I think he's a brilliant basketball mind. And, you know, listen, Pat Riley's still in the shadows, and Pat Riley's stamp is on this Miami Heat team. So I think it starts with Spo. As far as the floor or on the floor, what they do, you've got a dog in Jimmy Butler that is going to chew your leg off to get out of the trap, right? He's going to do what he can to win. And then I think you throw a lot of speed, athleticism, the ability to kind of get out, and you saw the games that they won, and last night's the same thing. Jaylen Brown, I almost feel bad for today. They were just in his chili, as I like to say. And, I mean, he had 8 turnovers. And so now when they turn it over, they're going to try to play fast. The thing for Denver, and I've been saying this all year too, but Denver's advantage on most teams is when they get out and play fast. So I think this has a chance to be a really outstanding series. And you know, people don't ever look at Denver defensively, but Denver, you know, if you go back and look at the true statistics, you know, from December 15th to about the last, you know, 16 games of season when they kind of shut it down because they were leading the West so bad, they know how to get after you and play defense and get out and run too. So I think these teams are a lot similar in concept to what you want to do, and then, you know, get down there, sprint to the corners, get to the rim. I think they're very similar in that.
Does the finals experience, is that an overblown thing, or is there something to take out of that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been since 1990 since I've been in the finals. So I'm not nervous about it.
Sure, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, to be real honest with you. I mean, what Spo's been to, is this his 6th or 7th NBA final he's been to? I think he's won 3. So I don't know. I do know this. And then, until you get there and experience, until you get the ball tipped up on Thursday and get those first 5 minutes, to me, once you get past the first 5 minutes, you forget about what it is you're playing in. You know, is it any different than playing in the Eastern or Western Conference Finals? Is it any different than playing in the second round? Because it's just basketball. The only difference in the finals is the people with all their pencils and recorders and MP3 players.
Right.
They will be a horde.
Scott, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it matters a lot to the people of Denver who have been around following this team for years and years, like you have, to be in the finals. Appreciate your insight on what we might see in this series. Thank you so much.
All right, brother, anytime.
You got it. Scott Hastings joining us on Nuggets Heat. It's Thursday night start in Denver, game 1, NBA Finals. We'll continue.